Hello. Are you feeling particularly unmotivated? Feeling like your life isn't going the way you envisioned? Well, that's why I am here to help you. I am your mistress, after all, and you are my pet, my slave. And what do all good slaves do for their mistress? That's right. They listen and they obey. You will do whatever you can to become the best version of yourself so you can serve me to the best of your abilities. Can you be a good boy and do that for me? It's so easy to fall into a pattern, a comfortable complacency. I don't like complacent pets. I want my pets to constantly be striving to do everything they can to please me, to better themselves so they can better please me. I won't be satisfied unless I see effort. I know it won't be easy, but we'll take things one step at a time. Even if you can't do all the things I want, just do at least one for me right now, okay? If you can do one good thing for me, then that's one more thing you've done to please me. And my happiness is your happiness, so this is really important. Then you can try doing two things, then three, then four, and so forth. Before you know it, you will be the best version of yourself. Simply by listening and obeying. But I get it. Doing things to change your lifestyle and habits is difficult. That's why I'm going to condition you to associate pleasure with the things we are going to discuss. By listening to this file, when you think about improving your life, you will feel the pleasure you felt when listening to me in any of my files. In which you get pleasure, not just mental pleasure, but physical pleasure as well. That's right. If you're good, you are going to be touching yourself as you listen to me in this file. But we won't be primarily focusing on your cock today. Sure, touching your cock feels good, but I know the kind of pleasure you seek. You want the kind of pleasure that can only be felt when something is inside of you. The penetrative bliss you can only feel with your ass. I will train you to associate anal pleasure with the things that will improve your life. This will be positive pleasure conditioning. We will build a positive connection between anal stimulation and self-improvement. How fun is that? Also, if you're a good enough boy at taking care of yourself just like I want, you will be rewarded with something special. And my dear slave, there's no need to be modest. No need to insist that you don't need anything more than my mere presence and attention. You must understand, I want to spoil my best slaves, bind them closer to me with ties of pleasure and goodwill, reward those that fully commit to me, that are loyal. And I know exactly what makes your mouth water. I know what makes your ass ache with need. Can you tell me what it is? Can you be a good boy for me and admit to me what you desire the most? Say it out loud so I can hear it. So you can hear it and internalize it further. That's right, my good boy. You're just so needy and desperate for me to fuck you with my strap on. I haven't even shown it to you yet, and I can already tell your mind is being flooded with depraved fantasies. So let's start there, then. Let's indulge in those fantasies. Imagine my toned and sensual physique and thin workout gear strutting towards you. My nipples jutting out against my shirt. My bulge on full display in my tight yoga pants. You can see the telltale outline of my cock's harness beneath the stretchy fabric. You know I'm not wearing anything underneath. And why would I? There are no panties that could contain what I have hiding under there. Just imagine me straddling your chest, my toned thighs on either side of your body, staring at my bulge. Think of this huge dildo that's so close to your face, and you can smell my pussy wet behind it. Perhaps I should just slide down my yoga pants and let my cock slop onto your face. That does sound fun, but you haven't even earned the right to see my cock yet. Yes, pet, you're gonna need to earn it by being a good pet and obeying my words. Only the best slaves will get their special reward. So, as you listen to this audio, think of me as your workout coach, a life coach, or simply a voice of encouragement in your mind. The voice of your mistress, whispering into your ear. I will guide you towards your ultimate goal and guide you towards your greatest desire. Now let's get started. Make sure you've properly cleaned yourself and trimmed your fingernails if needed. Remember, if you're good, we'll be playing with that greedy asshole of yours, so I'll need you to be fully prepped beforehand. Go get your lube and any body-safe anal toys you wish to use. They aren't necessary, but should be able to heighten the pleasure you can experience. Strip out of your clothes and lay down on a bed or a couch. It doesn't matter as long as it's a safe place you can get comfortable in and won't be interrupted. Just lube up your fingers and we'll start slow. Spend as much time as you need getting yourself fully lubed up. I want you to feel pleasure and positivity from this experience, so do make sure to take your time. Get into your position of choice that provides the easiest access to that lovely little hole of yours. Now just insert one finger into your ass and relax your anal muscles. Breathing can help here. Breathing deeply in. Let your body get used to the feeling of having something penetrating it. And when you're ready, try sliding in a second finger. Just like before, take your time and enjoy the sensations. Let your ass learn to accommodate the extra girth. If you can slide more fingers, you are free to try that, but just fitting in two is more than enough to please your mistress for right now. Curl your fingers towards yourself and rub your inner walls. Try to find your prostate. If you're not able to find it, that's totally fine. With some practice, you'll be able to pleasure that little love button in no time. Add more lube if needed, and feel free to start using your toys once you've properly warmed up. You may touch your cock if you wish, but your primary focus should be on your anal pleasure. Also, very important, no coming until I give you explicit permission. We're going to be practicing delayed gratification, so sorry, honey, but the reward of an orgasm will have to wait. When you've gotten a good rhythm with your anal stimulation, then I want you to close your eyes and lay back. Relax your body and just keep pleasuring yourself. You can open your eyes if you need to apply more lube, but once that's done, make sure to get back into a comfortable position and close your eyes again. Keep working your ass and prostate. Keep focusing on the anal pleasure you're feeling and listen to my voice guide you through this session. You are doing this for yourself. You are doing this for me. You are doing this because you want to obey your mistress. Now then, repeat after me. I will obey and do my best for Shippy. I will obey and do my best for Shippy. I will obey and do my best for Shippy. Good boy. Focus on your breathing and focus on the pleasure you are feeling as you listen. Now, let's begin. Imagine you have just woken up in the early morning. Maybe your alarm is ringing. Maybe you just woke up on your own. You might still feel tired, or maybe you feel refreshed. Regardless, it's time to get up. You get out of bed and look back at your disheveled sleeping space. What do you do? That's right, it's time to make your bed. I know it might seem trivial since it will just get messed up later, but this is just one simple action that should be easy to follow. One simple and straightforward task that I know you can do for me. One small thing you can do to please me. And you do want to please me, don't you? Good boy. Remember, we're just taking baby steps for now. So, fluff your pillows, rearrange any items you sleep with, and drape your blanket neatly over your mattress. It doesn't need to look perfect, but your effort is what I want to see. Your effort is what truly pleases me. Good boy. Now, let's head to the bathroom and get your morning routine started. It's time to brush your teeth and wash your face. Again, I know these things seem mundane, but it's the small things we need to focus on first. And you should never be questioning me. Just obeying. You must learn to walk before you can learn how to run. You must learn to obey before you can learn how to please. Also, I know there will inevitably be days where you won't be able to do everything that I want from you. There will be days that you might just want to crawl into a dark place and isolate yourself. These are the times that doing the small things will matter the most. These are the times that you'll need to remember that simply just doing the small things will be enough to please me. So, let's get back to cleaning yourself for the day and bathe your body. Whether you prefer taking baths or showering, it doesn't matter to me. Either will sufficiently please me so long as you smell good.
Smell is very important to me, especially when I get close to you like this. When you can feel me breathing on the back of your neck. You don't have to worry about what I might smell there.
So make sure to lather up with soap or other products of choice as well. I want you to be fresh and clean. You are my beloved slave, and I require my slaves to be clean and well kept. Shave if you would like, or keep your hair if you'd wish. Either is fine with me, so long as you are still presentable. By the time you emerge from your bathroom, you will be an immaculate specimen of hygiene. Feeling clean brings you pleasure. You being clean brings me pleasure. Good boy. Now it's time to feed yourself. Make sure to feed yourself the kinds of food your body needs. A good boy is a healthy boy. A good slave is a well-fed slave. You can't serve me properly if you don't have the energy to do so. And that goes for hydration as well. I need you to thirst for my attention, thirst for my approval. But I don't want you to be thirsting for water. My cock will quench your thirst when I'm rewarding you, but you'd better be drinking plenty of fluids when you're on your own. Good boy. Don't forget to get plenty of sleep for me as well. I need a slave that's attentive. I need a slave that is ready to follow my commands at a moment's notice. This means I won't tolerate a slave that doesn't know how to properly get the rest their body needs. Be a good boy and get enough sleep for me, okay? Besides, how can I cuddle with you, pet, if you don't get asleep with me? Good boy. My goal is to help you become the best version of yourself. This means you'll have to work out for me. I want you to be physically fit. We can't ignore this axis of your personal health. Besides, how can you fully keep up with me if you don't have the stamina to do so? It doesn't need to be anything crazy. If walking is all you can manage, then go for walks. If you can do more, then do more. Some exercise is better than no exercise. Remember, it's the effort that pleases me, not the individual intensity of the workout. Learn to enjoy the feeling of your body moving. Learn to enjoy the feeling of your blood pumping and circulating throughout your body as you work out for me. Every labored breath when you push yourself, the inhales of oxygen filling your lungs that give you the fuel to keep going. Don't overdo it, my dear pet, but do try to push your limits safely, so later I can push your limits safely. When you feel a sweat rolling down your body, think of it as a symbol of the work that you put in for me. A tangible sign from your own biology that shows you've put in the effort to try and please me. Good boy. This makes you feel good. Your body will become stronger with each workout. Your strength will increase as you work out for me. And with every task you accomplish, even while you're accomplishing them, I want you to hear my voice in your ears and your mind. Good boy. Giving you pleasure and dopamine to drive you further. Don't overdo it, and make sure to do it safely to avoid injury, but it brings me so much pleasure knowing you want to work hard for me. When you finish and your body is comfortably sore, associate that soreness with the pleasure you are feeling now. That delayed onset muscle soreness feels good. It feels good to know that you had a good workout. It feels good to know that you did your best to please me. Good boy. Now it's not just your physical body that needs nourishment, but also your mental health as well. I am no substitute for a licensed therapist, so seek professional help when needed. But I want to at least help you on your journey to having a positive mindset. Positivity brings me pleasure, so being positive should give you pleasure. When you look in the mirror, pet, you may not have the body that you want yet. Even still, don't forget that you are still beautiful to me. You may not be the best version of yourself yet, but as long as you submit to me and put in the effort that a good pet should, I will happily fuck you regardless. My confidence in you should give you confidence in yourself. I can't claim that this will improve your confidence overnight, but it's one important step towards gaining self-confidence. You are my slave, and you have the full support of your mistress. Now, regarding your career, even though career achievements aren't the end-all be-all in life, I still want my slaves to do well for themselves in their occupational pursuits. When job opportunities occur, I want you to be ready to take full advantage of them. Good boys know that achievements in their careers directly support their mistress. My slaves don't settle for less. I am the best mistress you could ever have, so I want you to have the best career you could ever have. Though happiness, of course, should always be a consideration, so long as that happiness isn't just an excuse for laziness. Show your devotion to me by pursuing your career. As I mentioned before, good boys are not complacent. Good boys take advantage of opportunities for me. I will obey. Good boy. You've been so attentive, listening to my words of encouragement as you pleasure yourself. I know improving yourself isn't easy, and it requires devoting a lot of time and effort. I will obey. But if you're able to fully devote yourself to me, and I see no reason why you wouldn't be able to devote your time to becoming the best version of yourself. Now, as I promised, if you've done the things I've asked of you, then you deserve a reward. I know you crave my cock. I know you want me to fuck you. I know I've teased you long enough. But remember, you only get your reward if you've been a good boy for me. So, have you been a good slave for me? Have you been disciplined and followed what your mistress has told you? If you haven't earned your reward yet, then don't worry. Keep at it. I'm still proud of you for putting in the effort and making progress. But if this is the case, then it's time to turn off the audio and make sure to come back when you've fully earned your reward. The pleasure is so much stronger that way, I promise you. You can even deny yourself your orgasm if you really want to reinforce the delayed gratification. If you really can't resist coming, then turn off this audio and reach your climax some other way. Use your imagination or listen to some other audio file. Anything but listening to the rest of this file. Only the best boys get to come with me. Only the best boys get the full reward. Only the best slaves get my strapped-on cock. And no cheating, okay? If you truly are a good slave for me, then you'll do what it takes to earn your reward properly. If it's time for you to leave, then know you are still special to me. And I'm still proud of you for going on this journey. Starting's the hardest part. I hope that you'll be able to finish listening to this file when you're ready. Now, if you've been a good boy and earned your reward, then well done. Well done for being so devoted to your mistress and improving yourself. It's time to just lay back and relax. Imagine you just came home after a hard day's work or after a long workout. You know your mistress is waiting for you, so clean yourself up to make sure you're fresh for me. You enter your bedroom and see that I'm already there, waiting for you, beneath the blanket. You slide out of your clothes and cuddle up next to me beneath the covers. You feel the cool bed sheets against your tired body as you scoot in close. You feel my warmth against your bare skin. I wrap my arms around you and pull you in closer. Without a word, my lips press against yours and the world around us melts away. Glow of our passion. You've been a good boy today, haven't you? You've been following my guidance and doing your best to become the best version of yourself. And good boys like you deserve a reward. Can you feel what I've put on for you? A massive cock to throb against your own. Turn around and let me be the big spoon. You like the feeling of it, pressed against your ass. I'll get you lubed up, baby. First, I'll make sure your greedy hole is slick. Get ready, I'm sliding my fingers inside. There we go. Your ass is so hungry for attention and you've prepped it for me, just like I instructed. Good boy. You'll be ready to receive my strap on anytime I want to use you. My fingers feel good, don't they? But that's not enough for a butt slut like you, is it? You need something bigger and thicker, something that'll splay you out and stretch you. Make you really feel owned. Make you really feel like my fucking slave and plaything. So I won't delay this any further. I'll put some lube on my dildo to make sure I'll be able to easily slide its entire length into that gorgeous ass of yours. I'm gonna push it in now. And this is what you've been desperately waiting for. Your ass is opening up for my tap. But you're still so nice and tight. Are you doing okay? Do you want me to push my cock further? That's a good boy. I love it when you show enthusiasm. Don't be afraid to moan a bit, to really let that inner slut come out. Show me how much you fucking like it. Show me what a wanton whore I've turned you into. I wanna make you fucking make noise for me. Oh, yeah, I'll slide it a little bit more into you. Oh, there we go, I'm about halfway in. Take a deep breath. I know I'm big, but this is the reward you wanted. This is the reward you deserve. So just brace yourself and I'll get the rest of it inside, okay? Oh, that's it. Take it all, you fucking slut. Feel my hips against your ass as I push all the way in. You're such a fucking butt slut. My little butt slut. Oh, baby. It feels good to be completely stretched open, doesn't it? Just feeling dildo inside of you. An extension of me. Just completely full. Me. Moan for me. Let me know just how good my fake cock is making you feel. Focus on the pleasure every time it slides against your prostate. Pleasure. Triggering inside of you. Triggered by me. Triggered by my cock. I know you're already addicted to my cock. Fuck, I need more. I need you to be face down, ass up right now. I'm gonna fuck you into the mattress. I'm gonna pound that tight little asshole until you're sore. I'm gonna fuck you until you can't walk straight tomorrow morning. There'll be no way you can hide it. Everyone will know that you got properly fucked by your mistress. Oh, but you like that, don't you, slut? Subtly letting the world know that you belong to me. Oh, you've been such a good boy. And I think you deserve even more pleasure. I'll reach around and stroke you as I fuck you. Feel my fingers wrap around that needy cock of yours. Fingering and touching, stroking, shifting my fingertips till they hit just the right spot. You are dripping so much for me already. I can tell you're close. And you've been such a good boy for me, but no coming just yet. I'll count us down from 10 so we can come together. It won't be long until I'm coming with you. So be a good boy and hold off your orgasm until then, okay? 9, 8. Such a good slut. Such a butt slut. Loving my massive dildo fucking you. 7. Oh, 6. Oh, yes, slut. 5. Fucking feel it. Feel me filling you. Pressing against you. 4. My dildo drunk sleeve. Craving for me to peg you fucking harder. 3. 2. My thrust's going in and out so fast now. Each thrust causing pleasure, sweet, wonderful pleasure. All of that work to become the best version of yourself for me. Are you ready for your final reward, slut? Beg for it, my perfect little slave. Good boy. And 1. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, slut. Come while I fill you up. Stroke yourself to completion. Fucking come for me while I fuck you. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Feel me filling you up. Oh, yes. Nice and full for me. Nice and full for my nice dildo. Fucking you up. Oh, yes. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And one last thrust. Oh, fuck. Oh. Just a moment and I'll pull out. Your ass is completely gaped wide open right now, and your hole is just practically begging to be filled again. I love the blissed out expression you're making. I love seeing you fully satisfied in your post-orgasmic glow. Let me just snuggle up and wrap my arms around you. Feel my breasts against your back as I pull you in close. Get some rest, my good boy. I know your mind is tired from all the stresses of the day. I know your body is sore from all the workouts you've done. Not to mention how sore your ass is gonna be in the morning. But you've done very well, my good boy. You've put in the effort and obeyed your mistress. Keep this up, and I'll have to keep rewarding you.